Kof Aleph Teves, Thursday the 19th of January, Dying Lady Yitzchok Raskin, Tefillas Leil Shabbos.
Going into our topic of this morning about Leil Shabbos, just to touch on something in today's Parsha Chumash, where it says Pokoid Pokadati, the message of Moshe Rabbeinu, Pokoid Pokadati. And we have a Medrash, I found it this morning, I looked at the Chumash and then I used the Bar Ilan to find the Medrash, I'm sure it's in numerous places, where we have the five double letters. Are connected with Geula. And we have the Gemara in Megillah, Mansepach, Soifrim Omrum, the five double letters of having a double mem, a double nun, a double pei, a double chof, I missed out the tzaddik. We have the double letters were introduced by the Chachomim, by the Nevi'im. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, how could the Nevi'im, Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dovor, Shochachum V'Chozer V'Yostum, that they were forgotten and they were reintroduced. But these five letters are associated with the Geula in five different periods. By Avraham Avinu, we have the double Chof. By Lech Lecha, so he should leave Choron and go to Eretz Yisrael, that was his Geula. By Yitzchok, we have twice a Mem. Leich me'imonu ki otzamto mimenu me'yoid. You've got about six mems there, by the way. So I'm not sure, but we have the mems are associated with the Geula of Yitzchok, and then we have with Yaakov, twice the nun, hatzileini no, we have a nun, hatzileini no. Then we have by Yisroel, pokoit pokadati, the double pay, and finally, we've got the Geula through Yemosha Moshiach, Yemosha Moshiach, where it says, V'hakimoisi lochet ledovid, tzemach tzadik. There will be a growth of righteousness, and that refers to Moshiach, is the there you have the double tzadik. So we've got these five letters of Mansepach, the double letters, and they are, the Medrash says, associated with the Geula. Those who daven Nusach Sfard, will notice on Shabbos, by Tikanto Shabbos, so then you have Oz, it's the Tikanto Shabbos is Tashra, it's the Aleph base in the inverse order, Tikanto Shabbos, or Tisoko Benisel, so it's Oasis of Tashra, and that's got to do with Geula, as the Avu Darham, if I'm not mistaken, says, that it's got to do with of Kibbutz Golios, then when Moshiach will come, Hashem will whistle, and like to gather the dispersed. I will whistle to them and gather them together. And hence we have the Tikanta Shabbos in the Seder of Tashrak, the idea of Tishrik. You shall whistle and gather the Bnei Yisrael. At the end of the Aleph base, the last letter of the Aleph base in the inverse order is Oz. Oz mi Sinai nitzavu po'oleho koroi. That's Nusach Sfard. Nusach Ashkenaz is a little bit different, correct?
Yes.
You still have there the words of po'oleho koroi.
Yeah, only the word tzivu is different.
It doesn't have Mansepach. But meanwhile, we have there the whole Seder of the Aleph base and the Mansepach. And since it's got to do with the Geula, and now we've seen that the double letters have got to do with the Geula, it makes sense why Nusach Sfard has put in there the Yoses Shel Geula. Let me throw in another two verta. One is, famous question, why is it in the order of Mansepach, and why not in the order of the Aleph base? It should be Chof, Mem, Nun, Pei, Tzadik. Why is it Mem, Nun, Tzadik Peichov, well-known question. The interesting diuk, the Gemara says, Mansepach Tzoyfim Omrum. Not Nevi'im Omrum, not Choizim Omrum, Tzoyfim Omrum. And therefore you have in the word, Mansepach Min Tzoyfecho, from your Nevi'im. So that's why, that's one on Alder Choremes, why Mansepach is in that order. I saw in Sifrei Kabbalah where you have Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. It's a posuk in, where's the posuk Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch?
Huh?
No, there's no such posuk. Hashem Yimloch Olam Vo'ed is in the Shiro, and Hashem Moloch and Hashem Melech is, you know, Hashem Melech Olam Vo'ed, Yimloch Goyim Hashem Moloch. It's a tziruf, I think in it's in Chazal. It's in Mokir, but it's such a Yesodus Dikya Vort, which comes up in, you know, in very special moments. We go through this Lashon of Hashem Melech. Hashem is king, was king, will be king. That's a Yesodus Hadas. So Melech is 90. Moloch is 90. Yimloch is 100. Mem Nun is 90. Tzadik is 90. Peichof is 100. So in the Mansepach we have a Remez to the union of Melech, Moloch, and Yimloch. The Muslim. One other Nekuda, I heard that someone, Mandirani, asked various Gdolim, what's the Loshen of Nitzavib Pi Po'oleha Koroi? What's the Koroi? What's this emphasis, whether in Ashkenaz or in Nusach Sfard? What's the remez there of Po'oleha Koroi? He went to various Gdolim. The university was in New York, he went to the Baal Shem Rebbe, he asked him, and on the right immediately he answered like this. It's talking about bringing korbanos. The korbanos involve melachos, involve shchita, involve burning. So it means it's a chil Shabbos. So you might have thought that you should do the korbanos with a sinui, kilachaya, to mitigate the issur. Os mitzavut sivui po'aleh karoi, do the korbanos properly. Don't cut corners. The same Eibishter who said, don't do melach on Shabbos, bring a korban, you do it properly. That's the emphasis of the Sabbath Sivui Poleh Koroi. There it is, I'm listening to his spoilers. He'd asked many daily Israel and he didn't get a satisfactory answer, and this was his very exciting answer. I'm going to go through the Seder of Erev Shabbos. And first of all, in the Chassidus Shemunik, is to start off before Mincha to say the Mizmer Kuf Zayin. This has got a mocker. The earliest mocker is attributed to the Baal Shem Tov. Some say it was instituted when he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't get to Eretz Yisrael, but he was kidnapped. The whole story, and he had a Yeshua. It turns out according to the records, it was around Pesach time. And his Yeshua was on Achron Shel Pesach, which happens to be, if you go to the Tilim of Seder HaChedesh, is Yom Chof Beis, and that's in Kapitel Kuf Zayin. At any rate, what is it for us? It's like a Birchas HaGoimel. You've survived through the week with all the various difficulties and challenges, so it's a Birchas HaGoimel for the past week. It's a Birchas HaGoimel. You still have to, have a need for going, you still have to do it. But that's why some chassidim also take the point of saying this dafka with a minion, because in that post, it's in there. This is about b'kahalom hayahalu. Meshav Kenya halu. Okay. Then we have many people say you did nefesh. Okay. We have six mizmorim leading up to L'chodoy. The minute of saying those mizmorim on Friday evening is attributed to the Ramak. Ramak is Rav Moshe Cordovero. He was a generation elder than the Arizal. That's what's written in Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur. He attributes in other sources, they attribute it to the Ramak. There's some people who question where do you see that the Ramak did put this, but we do have this in Sidurim, the Luchun Oranenoi, it's Nispashet by Rav Tzvutzis Yisroel, at least by Ashkenazim, to say Luchun Oranenoi, and in earlier Sidurim, it would say, this one is corresponding to Yoim Rishon, and this one's corresponding to Yoim Sheni, etc. Luchun Oranenoi, it says in the Zohar, mentions similar in Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, was said by Yodom HaRishon on the day of his creation. On the Friday when he was created, or the Marushin said to all the animals, they saw Adam, and he was so grand in their eyes that they started bowing to him. So he says, it's not me, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore he says, Nivrucho Lifnei Hashem Yisenu. He says to all the other creatures, we should all be bowing towards Hashem. So this capital, or the concept in this the chapter, are from Adam Harishon B'Yom B'Riyasa. We have these six chapters. The sixth one is Mizmor LeDavid Havu LaHashem B'nei Eilim. In Kisvi HaArizal, there's no hisyachasus. There's no discussion about those five chapters. Actually, this past Shabbos, I was in Hadich. Hadich is where the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, is buried. Actually, his Yortzeit is this coming Sunday. I happened to be for a conference, seminar in Ukraine. No, I'm going to go to Ukraine, and I shouldn't go to the Alter Rebbe's Tzion, so I was there. It happens to be, it's punkt to my mazel, we had a Sephardish Chazan who went for the Yom, a small minion. And the Sephardish Chazan, he started from Mizmor LeDavid. And because some people say, for that reason, there's no mention of the first five kapitlach, only Mizmor LeDavid. We also see that when it comes to a Yom Tov, many kehillas skip the first five kapitlach, only say Mizmor LeDavid.
Why do we stand?
Just a moment. So, why do we stand? So what you see here, what I'm bringing out here is, from those six kapitlach, the more important one at this occasion is the Mizmor LeDavid. And that is, it says in Sforim, and it's an inyan of Oymed Likras HaMelech. I think it's mentioned in Bar Hetev in Simon Reish Samach Zayin. It's Oymed Likras HaMelech, it's Kabbalah, it's greeting the Melech. And therefore you stand up for Kabbalah Shabbos, which is Kabbalah HaMelech. Now, in some Sfardish Sidurim, I've seen to say Mizmor LeSoida, which is interesting, makes a lot of sense. If you're going according to the order of Nechun HaRananor, after those five kapitlach, the next one is Mizmor LeSoida. But we Ashkenazim don't say Mizmor LeSoida on Erev Yom Kippur, and we don't say Mizmor LeSoida on Shabbos, because of the inyan of Hakrovus HaKorban is a Korban Yochid, so we don't say Mizmor LeSoida. Instead, we have the Mizmor LeDavid, and in Mizmor LeDavid, there are remozim to Kabbalah Shabbos. Hovu Lashem Kovoid, Hei Lamed Chof. Hovu Lashem Kovoid V'Oiz, Hovu Lashem Kovoid Shmoi. The Hei Lamed Chof is the letters of Kala. And these are remozim on the Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm just learning now in my daily Gemara Shir, we're learning Brachas, and we've learned just recently around Daf Choftes that the 18 Brachas of Shomena Esre are instituted corresponding to the 18 times Yud Kei Vav Kei in Mizmor LeDavid, Havol Hashem Bnei Eilim. So I don't know about you, I'm about to ask a question. You found one capital Tilin, which has got 18 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's why you made 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. So you know what? There's many more capital Tilin who have other numbers of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what's the connection? Because there's 18 times Yud Kei Vav Kei in capital Choftes, therefore that's why you have to have 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. What's the sort of? So it must be deeper here. There's inyan of, and that's the connection of to Kabbalah Shabbos. It's Hovu Lashem Kovet. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. I've done mitzvahs, and now I want to kind of present them to you. It's a moment of elevating of the Sheishes Shemei Hamaseh. I've been doing things L'Shem Shemayim the whole week, and I want to present them to you. Hovu Lashem Kovet. Al derech zeh, the inyan of tefillah. Tefillah is two things. It's elevate, it's also asking, but it's also elevating. It's a moment of oymid lifnei hamelech, presenting to the melech. And therefore, Kabbalah Shabbos and Tefillah have a similar idea of elevating or presenting Kibyochot to the Rebbein Shalom what I have put together of Gute Sachen over the past short period. In the same Gemara, it says that the seven brachas, the seven brachas of Shabbos correspond to the seven times koil Hashem. Koil Hashem b'koyach, koil Hashem b'hodokil, the seven times koil Hashem in Kapitel Choftes. That's why we've got seven brachas for Shabbos. So therefore it makes a lot of sense why this was chosen as a mizmer to be said at Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, I think I've answered your question. Why are we standing oy mid lifnei hamelech?
Again, what do the koilas have to do with Tvila? With the brachas and Tvila?
Why our koil has got to do with Mabishan's koil?
Koil Hashem, koil Hashem b'koyach, koil Hashem b'hodo. What's that got to do with the brachas and Tvila?
It possibly is kamayim aponim leponim. That we are saying our brachas and, you know, like the idea of koil b'shoyne kenegdoi. Hashem tzilcho. You know, have you heard this word? Hashem tzilchel, Hashem is your shadow. As you move, the shadow moves. So there is a kind of corresponding. What I'll do is ma'ir the Eibushin to do, and what the Eibushin does is ma'ir me to do. Could be on those lines. Our coil is ma'ir Hashem's coil. Hashem's coil is ma'ir our coil. I'm just thinking of those lines, but I didn't think about it before. Again, not in all neschoyos, but in has honor b'choyach. Just after Mizmele David, Ashkenaz also. Olah B'choyach is attributed to Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakone. It's in Kabbalah, it's referred to as Shem Mab, Shem of 42 letters. And Reb Chaim Noy in Ksos HaShulchan mentions the meaning of saying Olah B'choyach Shtila Heit, to say it B'lachash. Is that a universal meaning? And the question is, what's the reason for this? Why is there a minig of saying Olah B'choyach B'lachash? I think I once discussed in this forum about saying Baruch Shem Kved Malchus. If you remember, a couple of years ago when we, I think it was in Haggis. Was there a time when you were in Haggis?
Could be Ben Osman.
Yeah, there was a time. So, anyway, well, he wasn't here. And we're talking about Baruch Shem Kved Malchus. And the question was, I mentioned that the Tzalach in Psochim with the sugya of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, so the Tzalach discusses whether Baruch Shem has to be said quietly even if it's not in the context of Shema. And he says it's okay, it's only when it's in the context of Shema. But in Pri Etz Chaim, Reb Chaim Vital, he writes, when you say Ona B'choyach, you should say Baruch Shem quietly, which tells me that the rest you can say aloud. Yet, here there's a minhag to say Ona B'choyach quietly. So there is a Gemara which says Reb Chanina ben Tradion, who was Nenash, because he was teaching Hashem's name. He was Hoyge Hashem Ba'osio. It's a Gemara of Edazara, and Afyut Ches, I think. Hoyge Hashem Ba'osio. He would utter Hashem's names with its letters. So Rashi says that he was teaching Shem Mab bepirsum. Rashi associated particularly with Shem Mab, which is on a bechoyach bepirsum. So there's something particularly about Shem Mab not to in public, and possibly this would be one moment of a very public moment about Kabbalah Shabbos. And here, so we keep this quietly. I wanted to digress for a moment. On this word of Hoyge Hashem Be'os Yosef. Again, connected to this week's parasha. Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ze Zichri Le'doyer Doyer. So we have Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Ze Shmi Le'olam, and then Chazal say Ze Shmi Le, however you pronounce it. Le'elem, Le'halim. To conceal that Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei we don't utter. Only in the Beis Hamikdash would they utter the Shem HaMefoyrash, but normally Zeshmi Le'olam, Zeshmi Le'elem, to be concealed. So how do we pronounce Hashem's name?
pronounce, whenever it says Yudkivovke, we pronounce it Adni. Sometimes you have tefillas in Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud, Yudke, Shem Yudke Bevovke. So Minig Yisroel, correct me if I'm wrong, is not to say there the hay properly, but to say, that's what I was taught as a child, you say Lashem Yichud, Shem Yudke Bevovke. And that's because of the Zahirus of Zahoyge Hashem Be'os Yoso. Even though you're not saying Shvo Choylon Komets, you're not saying Yudke Vovke as it's vowelized in the Chumash. You're saying just the letters. And still, there's a Zahirus not to utter Yudke Vovke Be'os Yoso even in that way also. That's why the Zahirus we'd say Yudke rather than with the Hey. Let's go on. L'chodoidi likras kalo. Why is Shabbos called a kalo? All right, we know the famous thing that they didn't. That each day had a zug, and Shabbos didn't have a zug. But there is a Rabbeinu Bechaya on the words kechaloisoi. You remember when Vayitin has Moshe kechaloisoi ladaber itoi, and we have the Chazal that the Torah Tanakh is like the union of kalo. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says the following: that kalo means the end, like Vayichulu. Why is a bride? This is not for a drosha for a chasen. Why is a kala called the end? So Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says, it's because the way it's described in the Torah, Mi ha'ish asher bono bayis v'loi chanochoi, Mi ha'ish asher kono sode, v'loi, I wonder what the pasuk is there. And then the third thing, Mi ha'ish asher eras isho v'loi lokocho. Limed chotor derech eretz, that you should first have a house, then you should have a sode, and then you should get married. So it's the last thing on the list. And so therefore she's called a kala. And because Shabbos is at the end of the week, it's also at the end, and therefore the Shabbos is also associated with Kala. Of course, Gedolei Yisroel will tell you today, don't delay marriage until you have managed to buy a house, especially if you live in London. Haintetus Nishkan Seder Baruch Hashem, life goes on without having to buy a house. And okay, let's move on.
When is she a Kala, but engaged in the
the gather of kala, the gather of kala is by at least by Eros in the Eros. At least there. Yeah.
Also, she finishes him. She's mashlim him. He's a half person. And then
very good, very good. Yeah. You meant finish in the positive sense. She compliments, and now it becomes because the way
she finishes him off. Yes. She just finishes him.
Yes. The kala finishes. She compliments, and therefore completes the husband. That he is, as the Lashon of the Zohar, he is a plag gufo, as a halber mensch. Yeah, yeah. And when he gets married, so then there's a shleimus here, and therefore there's reached a milestone. We at Boyi Vesholoim, Minig Yisrael is to turn around. Why do we turn around at Boyi Vesholoim? So one way would be the earliest, this is fascinating, the earliest mention of turning around by Boyi Vesholoim is in Prima Godim, who lived about 250 years ago. Think about who was the one who introduced the saying, Bechal Luchunaran, Luchodoidi, is from Reb Shloime Halevi Alkevetz, who was a contemporary of the Arizal. But 250 years ago, we have the earliest mention of but the Arizal would go out into the field to be Mekabel Shabbos. They actually went out, and then they would come back, and then they would light the candles for Shabbos, apparently. So it was like more anticipating the Shabbos. I was told that there's two Arizal shuls in Tzfas. One is the Sfaradishi one, which got the high bimah with six steps up and all that. And then you've got the Ashkenazi one. The tradition is that the Ashkenazi one is the site where the Arizal would go out to be Mekabel Shabbos. It was like an open plot of land, and so that was the Mokum of Kabbalah Shabbos.
At any rate, so he would go out to the field and they would face the west for the simple reason that where do you see that Shabbos is arriving? As the sun is setting in the west, so then you... All right, so that's your Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a famous Gemara Baba Basra that Shechina B'Ma'arav, the Shechina is in the west. Why? What's the significance of that? Because the sun is bowing. The sun is mishtachavit to the Shechina. So the sun arises in the east and it's setting in the west and it's bowing to the Shechina in the west. So that's the basis of the concept of Shechina B'Ma'arav. And according to this, the Kabbalah Shabbos should be facing the west. In this part of the world, the back of the shul is indeed the west. The question is, discussed in contemporary Poskim, Mishnah Yosef particularly, what about in Australia, or Tzfas for that matter, or Be'er Sheva? Is it the back of the shul, or is it the west? There's another svara to say it's to be mekabel as if someone's coming in. And so typically, as it is indeed here, the entrance of the shul would be on the ma'ariv, on the back of the shul. The entrance would be at the back. And therefore, to face the entrance as if to be greeting the newcomer. At any rate, so if you're in a place where the back of the shul is not the west, so then check out what the minagamokim is. Okay. What is exactly the minig when you turn around for Boi V'Sholem? Do you turn to your right, or do you turn to your left?
Left.
Right. There we are. So, vive la différence. Now, it's the fault. Actually, if the concept of turning around for Boi V'Sholem was only mentioned, as I say, 250 years ago, you're not going to find very strong sources for which way to turn. But you do have by the Koyanim. It's discussed in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Koyanim are facing the Orin Kodesh as a before Duchanan, and then which way they should turn. We have the lashon of Kol Pinoy Shu'ato Poine Lo Yiyu El Leyomin. So whenever you turn, and you have the option, of course, if you have to follow the road and you have to follow a map, you don't always turn to the right. But when you have a suffix, whether to take a right turn or a left turn, you take the right turn. And then when I would take with the Sefer Torah to the Bima, I'd make a right circuit around the Bima. That's the way Hakofas are done, etc. So when I am rotating on the spot, Hagba, okay, when I'm rotating on the spot, so that would be, turning to my right would be Derech Yom. Yet, there are others who are Noihug, and that's the way it seems to be described in Kuf Ches. Others are noyuk to actually to turn to the left. And there's in the Tzemach Tzedek, he has its tshuva in Hilchos Chanukah about this, because there it's also got to do with which way you light the Chanukah licht. And then he has also Mishnayos and Yuma discusses this. And he says the following, in Yuma he says the following. The derech of the person is to move your right foot. When you want to move, you use your right foot first. If I would want to turn to my right, and that's, so I'd move, so, yeah, I want to move this way. What am I going to do? I'm going to take with my right foot, I'm going to move backwards. Yeah. If I want to move forwards, then I'd use my right foot to go left. So basically, I'm standing here and I want to face there. I have a choice of turning derech yomin, derech achurayim, or derech ponim, kadimo, forwards, Derech Smol. So here you have this dilemma, and he says, he showed us the way the Kohen Gadol would turn it through the Poroiches, you know, when he went into the Kodesh Kodeshim. He brings Yesodus that it's correct to do Derech Ponim to the left as a preference to Derech Yomin, Derech Achoyra.
Why is forwards left?
Again, if I'm rotating, I'm facing you, and I want to now face the Oren Kodesh. So I could either go this way, and then I would be moving my right foot forwards. Or, if I'd rotate this way, I'd be using my right foot to go backwards. So Derech Yomin, which is this way, is Derech Achoyrov. And Derech Smoil would be Derech Ponov. So that dilemma, and he takes there the Hachro to do Derech Ponim rather than Derech Yomin. Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm running out of time, yeah? Can I just... One last thing. One last thing. Why is it that Shemoyne Esther, the middle brocha of Shabbos, is different? Here it's Atakidashta, and here it's Yismach Moshe, and here it's Ato Echot, and Yom Tov is all the same. So it's written in Rishonim, number of Rishonim, that on Yom Tov it's all the same theme. On Shabbos, there's three themes for Shabbos. There's a theme of Zeichel Maase Bereishis. There's a theme of Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a theme of Miz Meshilah Yom Shabbos LeYom Shekula Shabbos Emanucha Lachaya Elamim. These are the three themes of Shabbos. Therefore, Friday night, the emphasis is on Zeichel Maase Bereishis. That's why we say Yom HaShishi in Shemoneh Esreh, and we say Yom HaShishi at Kiddush. Shabbos morning, the emphasis is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, followed on by Matan Torah, and therefore we say Yismach Moshe Matas Helkoi, and at Kiddush we're saying Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadshoi, the union of Matan Torah, Matan Aseres Adibris, and the third one is the theme of Mincha, which is Zeichel, to the union of, there's going to be Geula through Moshiach Tzidkenu, and that's why the first two tefillahs we're going to say Yismachu, the third tefillah by Mincha, we don't say Yismuchu, but with Bez Hashem, when Moshiach will come, we'll say, then we'll say Yismuchu v'malchuscho, and here you may not.